Hello and welcome. My name is Hillary Talbot, and I'm grateful that you're joining me for this week's heart-opening meditation. Today we'll be exploring the Heart Sutras. Sutra simply means stitch. So it's a way to mend old wounds and help us keep our heart open for all that is coming. So go ahead and find a place to get comfortable. And let's just begin by taking in a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Do that one more time and just let go of the day with each exhale. Long, slow, deep breath in and gently release it. Sit up tall if you're able, letting the energy flow through the spine. And let your eyelids gently float closed. And just continue to follow your breath in and out. Just activating that part of your mind that's observing as you inhale and exhale gently to your own rhythm. Deepen the breath just a bit, and perhaps if you've noticed any areas of constriction in your body, you just guide the breath into that area to relax it a little bit deeper. In today's meditation, we will begin by asking ourselves a few questions. Remember, sometimes the answers flow and sometimes there's seemingly nothing. Just keep asking the question and don't judge the answers that come or don't come. Oftentimes, when there's nothing, they show up in experience in our life. And we immediately feel a similar sensation to what we feel in meditation, and we know that this is our question being answered right in front of us. So do not fret, but take the time to ask, who am I? Who am I? Next, let's ask ourselves, what is my heart longing for? What do I desire deep within my soul? What do I really, really, really want? Now ask, what am I grateful for? Who am I grateful for? And allow this feeling of gratitude, this burst of oxytocin coming from your brain to wash over you and really feel what that feels like in your heart when you experience true gratitude. Now let's invite one intention into your heart that you would like to see unfold today, this week or this month, just one. Allow the intention to effortlessly settle into your awareness. Now plant it deep within, like a seed in fertile soil. And taking a long, slow, deep breath in, anchor your intention. And as you exhale, release your attachment to the outcome. Just let it go, knowing that the universe will answer in its own timeline, especially if you just put your attention on the activities to get there without expecting or thinking you deserve a certain outcome in a certain time. Just let that notion go. And as you drop your awareness down into your heart, see if you can feel Anahatna, the fourth chakra, swirling, opening. The Heart Sutras, as taught by Deepak Chopra, are a powerful tool to mend old wounds, keeping our heart strong so that we may continue to open it for future events, future people, and ourselves. The first sutra of the heart is peace, nonviolence. Now you may say, I'm not violent, but oftentimes our thoughts towards ourselves are violent. We say things to ourselves that we would never ever say to anyone else, especially a loved one. So commit today to peace through nonviolent speech with yourself and others. The second sutra of the heart is harmony. The cosmic dance. This is the sutra to bring about synchronicity in your life. We put our attention on harmony. It feels as if we are constantly in the right place at the right time. And when that happens, it feels as if our heart's desires are just being met effortlessly. The third sutra is laughter. The paradox of life. It is so important to be able to find humor, even in your darkest hours, to help get you through. And finally, the last sutra of the heart is love. Not the sentimental kind, but the kind that you may have experienced for all sentient beings. The kind of love that flows without attachment, without the need for something to be returned. It's so pure that it just flows out of you. So today, as you sit in your meditation for the next 10 minutes, gently repeat the four sutras of the heart. Do not worry about their order. They speed up or slow down or you forget one. This is your chance to practice surrender, to let go and watch how the sutra comes flooding back when you least expect it. So quietly to yourself, begin to repeat. Peace. Harmony. Laughter and love. Peace, harmony, laughter, love. I'll ring the sound bowl when it's time to come back up. But until then, peace, harmony, laughter, love. peace, harmony, laughter, and love. Sit gently with your eyes closed and let the stillness settle in. And take a long, slow, deep breath in and gently release it. And one more time, and we'll seal our meditation, we'll seal our intentions that we planted by chanting Om together. Exhaling and inhaling. Om. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. Place your hands together and raise them to your heart. Namaste.